right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank God it's Friday. It is Friday, April 27th. Happy birthday to Rosalie. I just remembered it's Rosalie's birthday. I doubt you're listening tonight, Rosalie, but if you are, happy birthday. Well, folks, it is Friday. Lots of things happening here in the news tonight. I'm going to go through a few items with you when we come back from the break, but I'm going to invite you guys to call in tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to try to line up a couple guests next week. One person I had and was having some phone problems. Obviously, that makes it a little difficult for him to come on as a guest, but I'm hoping he's gotten that taken care of in the meantime. And I'm going to try to get Paul Fromm on. Paul, as you probably remember, is from the Canadian Association for Free Expression. He was violently attacked by Jewish terrorists from the Jewish Defense League, who also attacked a police officer, and I guess that was enough to get the terrorists taken into custody. Personally, I agree with President George Bush. We should kill terrorists, and I think those terrorists from the Jewish Defense League who attacked Paul Fromm should be killed. Yes, indeed, I do. Our president, President Bush, said you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. We know what, folks, I'm against terrorism, and what happened to Paul Fromm was terrorism, and those guys, the Jewish Defense League, are terrorists, and they should be killed. And I urge President Bush to urge the Canadian government to string these people up, or dare I say, send them to the gas chambers. Anyway, if you're over 55, folks, I'm getting close to it. If you're over 55, you may soon be declaring bankruptcy. It says in the Washington Post today, personal bankruptcy filings by people 55 and older are growing faster than those by any other age group, in part because of rising mortgage debt and medical expenses among seniors. Blah, 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 blah. It's a very serious thing, folks. I don't mean to make fun of it by saying blah, blah, blah. Ed Yingling of the American Bankers Association says that a lot of people are running up credit card debt to pay for medical costs. But he says it's a health care crisis, not credit card debt, that's responsible for causing people to go into bankruptcy. Well, of course, the bankers would say that. They're the guys who make the profits from the credit cards. But be that as it may, folks, isn't it amazing that in this great country of ours, and it is a great country, but isn't it amazing that people can't afford medical costs and we give $3, $4, $5 billion to Israel every year and almost an equivalent amount to Israel, or to Egypt, to be nice to Israel, and Americans approaching their twilight years are having to go into bankruptcy? We've got to snap off all that aid to Israel and bring it right back home here and pay off all those medical bills. My God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. A couple more items, and then we'll go to your calls, and I assume there are some callers out there. This is Michael Collins Piper coming from Washington.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery, a sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules, our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a brine to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lend institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution. We'll show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one Nationalist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-old media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in public. The American Free Press is yours. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP to free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, a United States Senator, he didn't lie to the American people. He just kept his information quiet. You've probably heard about it by now. Senator Dick Durbin, Richard Durbin of Illinois, he's a Senate Majority Whip. He says that he knew the American public was being misled into the Iraq war. He remained silent because he was sworn to secrecy as a member of the Intelligence Committee. The information we had in the Intelligence Committee was not the same information being given to the American people. I couldn't believe it. I was angry about it, he says, but frankly, I couldn't do much about it because in the Intelligence Committee you're sworn to secrecy. We can't walk outside the door and say the statement made yesterday by the White House is in direct contradiction to classified information that's being given to this Congress. Folks, there's certain dirty words I'd like to use to refer to this United States Senator and the kind of garbage that's coming out of him now. Look, there are many ways he could have come out and said exactly what he wanted to say if he really wanted to say it and say that it was all a lie. Now, again, like I've been saying here for the last year that I've been on the radio and I've been saying since then, so many of these Democrats, with very few exceptions, who are now opposed to the war, so they say, they supported the war. They supported the war because they're paid to support the war. They receive money from the pro-Israel political action committees. These people are bought and paid for, both the Democrats and the Republicans, and now they're playing these partisan games, and you know, Dick Durbin could have come out and told the truth in any number of ways. And, you know, as I say, anyone who's listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, anyone who is reading American Free Press, would have known, as I did and as you all did, that the President of the United States, this guy who took the White House through clearly illegal means, who's occupying the White House legally, War criminal Bush was lying to the American people. His cohort, Dick Cheney, was lying to the American people. That whole greasy group around them of neoconservatives were lying to the American people. They should all be put on trial for crimes against humanity. They should be put on trial for crimes of treason against the United States. And upon their conviction, folks, if they are tried, as I believe they should be, if they are tried, then they should be stretched at the end of a rope. That is what is done to war criminals. And if convicted of these war crimes, I believe they should be hanged for war crimes. Just as I said, the Jewish terrorists who attacked Paul Fromm should be treated just as President Bush has us, we should treat terrorists. You know, folks, I had a good time saying earlier here on the program that those Jewish terrorists should be hanged or sent to the gas chamber. You know why I get a kick out of saying things like that, folks? Because I'm only following what our president, what some people call our president. I call him this punk in the White House, this war criminal punk. He's told us we should be against him. So I'm being consistent here and saying, yes, terrorists should be killed. But you know what, folks? Our friends at the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress, these power groups that have such an impact on our foreign policy, who have such control over Congress and who have such influence in the media, if they would ever bother to mention that Mike Piper made those comments, you know how it would be played? It would be played as something along the lines of, Mike Piper said on his radio show, the Jewish people should be hanged and sent to gas chambers. They leave out the fact, of course, that I was referring to Jewish terrorists of the Jewish Defense League, a group one time here in the United States was listed as the biggest domestic terrorist group on American soil, a point that South seems to have been very carefully under wraps by media. Yeah, folks, there was a number of violent acts committed by the Jewish Defense League here on American soil. They blew the leg off a young man up in New Jersey. They killed Alex O'Day, the Arab American leader out in Santa California. Various people. Willis Cardo was attacked by the Jewish Defense League. Didn't break his arm, almost did, but they firebombed the office of the Institute for Historical Review. Later, of course, they just did it through other means by inserting enemies within. But needless to say, the fact is we do have these terrorist groups, and if President Bush is consistent, then we must fight all forms of terrorism. And if we're going to fight all forms of terrorism, we have to fight people who are funding the terrorism. We have to crack down on these wealthy and influential people who support the Jewish Defense League. We have to crack down on these people. There's some very, very well-known names, and we also know from the writings of Robert Friedman, a Jewish American writer who used to write for the Village Voice and who wrote a book about the Jewish Defense League and its founder, Meir Kahane, we know that the Israeli Mossad has had a part in directing the Jewish Defense League. That means our ally Israel, the intelligence service of our ally Israel, was directing a domestic terrorist group here in the United States. Now, if President Bush is going to be consistent then, doesn't that mean then that we have to strike out at the foreign country that is financing terrorism on American soil? Does that not mean that we need to send missiles into Tel Aviv? I mean, doesn't that make sense, folks? I mean, we needed to send missiles into Afghanistan because they were allegedly training terrorists. Well, the Mossad has been training terrorists and providing support to terrorists. A well-known American Jewish businessman, Bob Jacobs, is known to have given money to the Jewish Defense League. There's some other people who are known to be giving money to the Jewish Defense League. Some very prominent people, some very highly regarded businessmen and businesswomen in this country. They are aiding and abetting terrorism, then, folks. They're enemies of America. That means they should be taken in custody. That means their bank accounts should be frozen. Isn't that what we're supposed to do with terrorists, folks, or am I exaggerating? Or are we supposed to permit the kind of terrorism that Paul Fromm was subjected to? But you know what, folks? I have a feeling that if we made our complaints to the FBI, you know, people in the FBI, some of them might want to pursue it, but I have a feeling they would look the other way. Because, again, as Robert Friedman wrote in his book on the Jewish mafia in New York that's called the Russian Mafia, that organized crime group, the FBI turned its face. They looked the other way. Rudy Giuliani, big shot Justice Department prosecutor, crime bust, so-called, he looked the other way. Well, that's what they did to the Jewish Defense League when it was committing its crimes on American soil. It wasn't until only after 9/11 that two of the top Jewish Defense League leaders were taken into custody by the FBI. And in this case, it was apparently because they were talking about bombing the office of a congressman. That's the official story. Frankly, I believe that they were taken into custody because they were operating in Southern California, where some of the so-called 9/11 hijackers were being tailed by the Mossad. I think that Irv Rubin and his associate, Mr. Krugel, probably had knowledge about Jewish spy operations here on American soil, which has been documented by American Free Press in its special report. that I mentioned last night, and I think that's why they put those two guys to death. That's just my speculation. And I say right up front that my speculation. I'm not going to tell you that I know that to be the case. But I do know that we do have a terror network operating in this country. I do know that we have these foreign spy operations operating in this country. And the tentacles reach far and wide. So should we not fight back? George W. Bush, the punk in the White House, says we need to fight terrorism. Well, by God, then let's fight terrorism. We just saw an act of terrorism in Canada, of course. It was in Canada. But, you know, the Jewish Defense League operates in this country and the Jewish Defense Organization. And although the Anti-Defamation League makes a big show of saying they reject violence and so forth, the fact is they work hand in glove with these people and everybody knows it. You know, this is again, just all part and parcel what's going on in this country today where we have had our country taken away from. It's happening in every which way. You know, this NAFTA superhighway, the breakdown of our borders. You know, Hillary Clinton, as I always say, Hillary Clinton against burning the American flag, but you know, folks, they want us to keep they want to keep looking at that flag and think we're free and think that we still have our traditional historical underpinnings. But we don't. We have been invaded from within. You know, Jim from Texas, our regular caller, pointed out the other night that communism has taken over here in America. And, you know, that's the funny thing about it, folks. Yes, indeed, it has. Trotskyite communism in the guise of Republican conservatism. And, you know, these lunks at the John Birch Society helped it come about. And now they make noises about the neoconservatives, but they were the ones who were promoting these scumbags who rose to prominence within Republican ranks. And now they're crying and moaning and complaining. Well, if they would have been listening to the Spotlight newspaper, which was reporting back in the early 1980s about these neoconservatives and warning about Richard Pearl and this whole gang, rather than praising these people, then the John Birch Society wouldn't have to complain. But instead of attacking the neoconservatives back in the 1980s, the John Birch Society was attacking Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight and saying we were anti-Semitic. Oh boy, folks. I didn't know I had that much energy. You're free to call in here, 800-313-9443.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stonewall wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the low prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health hits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.com. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, living in this time of Earth's history, people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses American prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All our times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun or the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We got Ben in Florida here. Ben, we haven't heard from you in a while. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Ben?
I was a little ill. I had an accident. I fell on my head and broke my glasses, and I had all kinds of tests because I was bleeding the head, and everything worked out fine.
Oh, you're still alive anyway. That's what counts.
Oh, yeah. I told you, I got a powerful friend up there.
Mm-hmm.
I survive everything. I just returned a little while ago.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you're okay, Ben.
Yeah. Mike, I have to tell you, I want to brag a little bit.
All right.
I distributed those Arantlitz reports.
Okay, that's from American Free Press.
15 of them. And you'd be surprised what a good reception I got. I mean, nobody walked away. I'll give you an instance. A young fellow's cleaning his motorcycle, right?
Uh-huh.
And I hand him, I say, you know, I'd like you to read this, because the only thing I wish for, that I could leave this world with ever having to kill a human being. He grabbed from me, you know, that guy's going to read.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a newspaper office. It's a small local paper. My entry there was, I'm sick and tired of these never-ending wars and never-ending peace. And then I handed to them. I said, take time out and look at the other side of the coin here. And I had good reception. I delivered 15 of them.
Then you know, that's the thing, Ben. There are enough people out there. There are enough people out there who are open-minded, who will take the time to read something. If they're interested, and if you play it up to them that the mass media has not been telling, and, you know, a lot of people distrust the mass media. If you tell them another side of the story, there are people
That's
out
right.
there who will open up their ears and eyes and give you the opportunity.
I hate to break in on you, especially the old-timers. I'm 80. The old-timers are more aware. They don't trust newspapers all the way back.
You know, it's funny, Ben. I want to tell you, I was actually thinking about you today because I got a phone call. I happened to be down at the American Free Press office today briefly, and I happened to call there and needed some information, and they asked me to take the call, and it turned out to be Oscar Plummer, who is an American World War II veteran like you. He fought in Germany. I remember you fought, I believe, in Italy, didn't you? But,
Yes.
Oscar had written a letter to the editor of American Free Press a couple weeks ago about this nonsense about there being gun control in Germany under the Third Reich era. And anyway, it just so happened that Oscar was calling in to tell us about something that appeared in the American Legion magazine of recent date by, of all people, Alan Dershowitz. And, you know, it just reminded me of all the people out there like you. I thought of you specifically. I was kind of interested that you happened to call tonight. But I thought of you and my father and Willis Cardo, my employer, and so many other people I know who fought in World War II who they don't have to excuse themselves to anybody because they paid the price. They took bullets. They took the shrapnel. They took the injuries. In a war that they now realize was a war wasn't in America's interest, just like so many veterans of Iraq now realize they've been had.
So I'm
telling you, Ben, it's people like you and people like the fellow be coming home from Iraq and the women, too. They're going to be the people on the white horses. Ben, hang on for the break, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. Number here is 800-313-9443. Phones are open.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-563.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming post-state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1875, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $4,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. I mentioned on the program here the other night, if you would like to get a copy of the special report on Israeli spy operations in the United States, well, let's make it this way. If you want to get a copy of that report and also a free copy of the special report that I run on my trip to Iran and the big Holocaust conference over there, give American Free Press a call. That's be Monday through Friday, regular business hours, folks. 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS, and say that Mike Piper said you could get free copies of that. If you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, ask them for a couple recent issues, too. But, of course, you can also check out American Free Press, at least what we publish on the Internet, at AmericanFreePress.net. Anyway, we have Ben from Florida. Ben, I want to ask you a question, Ben. You've been calling in this show on and off over the last year, but I don't know if I ever ask you this question. I'd like to ask it of you. How did you become politically aware?
Oh, my God, where my feet and my eyes and my brain took me. And knowing how little the government cares for our soldiers. I boarded a Liberty ship called the Washington MBB, B-E-E-B-E. There was 500 of us soldiers, unarmed, in the hold of this Liberty ship. It turned out to be an ammunition ship. How did I find that out? I was the only soldier that found that out because the ship just two attack guns, one on starboard and one on. And I became very friendly with one of the sailors that manned the gun. We had a lot in common, love fishing and all that. And he said, you're on an ammo ship. And as young as I was, I'm still only 18 at the time, I said, you got to be crazy. Isn't that the Geneva Convention? We're afraid to put unarmed troops on an ammo ship. Well, Mike, he said me. One day he came to me and said, come on, I want to show you something. Now, 500 of us were in one hole of the ship. And after that was the kitchen and the toilets. And after that, everything was restricted. But they had a fresh water leak, and they had to lift doors up in the next hole after the kitchen where we were restricted. He came, he took me one day, we walked along the perimeter. He said, look, I looked down because I had to lift the hold boards up, you know, to get at the pipe.
Yeah.
There were big shots there.
Very, oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hell of a way.
Soldier that knew it, and I said, look, most of these guys here are from the inner city. Half of them didn't know how to swim. Half of them didn't even know the ocean. They were... And I didn't tell us all. And I'm glad I didn't. We got bombed after we passed through the Gibraltar. We got bombed by planes that night. One plane landed so close to the ship that that's in one hull on the that was on the port side, and it scarred the mast. And I heard that explosion. And at this point, I knew where we were. In fact, I heard that. They could seal the door. They shut that, made us watertight in there. Well, luckily...
You know, I've been lucky. I was going to call you Jim. I've been lucky, Ben, because I fell in an age bracket where I didn't get drafted. Thank God I didn't. Although there was a time when I was afraid it might happen, you know, and I probably couldn't have gotten out of it. But, you know, it's interesting. I think of that whole generation that you were a part of, all of those Americans shipped overseas. You know, as a kid growing up, my father and three of his brothers were all in World War II. And I remember as a child my father talking about, and I've told this story on the air before, I remember my father saying to me, think of your dear old Nina. That's what I called my grandmother. Think of your dear old Nina sitting here in this big old house while all of her boys were overseas. And, you know, that thought has lingered with me throughout my life for the last, roughly 40 years. And I think of not only my dear old Nina, but all those other American mothers that had boys overseas, and a lot of them were boys, you know, and I think of all those American mothers now whose children are overseas, and I think of all those American mothers whose kids may end up going overseas in another insane war. So you learned the truth the hard way, Ben.
That's right.
All right, Ben, listen, I'm glad you called in tonight. I appreciate your call always.
You're going to call me? My wife and I like to have over for a stay here.
Well, I might do that, Ben. I need a vacation. After I get my apartment cleaned up, that's going to take forever. I might take you up on that, Ben. Thanks a lot.
You could bring a friend, too.
All right. I'll bring Jim from Texas. All right, let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. After listening to was it Bob from Florida?
Ben, Florida.
Ben from Florida. Yeah. I've heard him before, yeah. My older brother, next oldest brother, who fought in the Second World War, and an uncle that fought, but they all fought in the Pacific. But they had, at least my brother had similar things that he awoke to what was actually going on, and he didn't want any part of it, and he knew it was all wrong. And there weren't many of them back then that did, because most, as with today's lemmings, they went along with we're fighting for freedom and democracy, and we're going to rid the world of the evil conspiracy that wants to take over the world, when actually they were advancing the evil conspiracy that wanted to take over the world.
That's right. You know, my father eventually came around to recognizing that fact, and his younger brother, my uncle, my late uncle Bob, great guy, He was in World War II. He fought in Germany, and he was there, and he saw the horrible things that happened, and saw what was really going on in the so-called displaced persons camps, and the racketeering and the corruption, and just all those, you know, all the whole things that happened after the war.
As I told you before, Mike, just the guy that introduced me to the spotlight, World War II veteran, had fought in Europe and in Germany, and he's one of the few that realized what they actually did and whose goals they actually accomplished. And I'm going to be forever grateful to this guy, because I suspected and I knew, because I spent years in Germany in the Army myself in 1958 and 60, and so I kind of knew what was going on, but he just more or less confirmed it.
He put it all in place for you.
He put it all in place, because you can't know, unless you walked in another man's shoes, you can't know, except that, I don't know if you're familiar with Bob Whitaker. But he explained it all in his rant about the greatest generation, which they weren't the greatest generation. They were the worst generation.
Well, you know, I understand that. Tom Brokaw of NBC, he wrote that book, The Greatest Generation. But so, Willis Cardo and I were talking about it one time, and I said to Willis, I said, I hate to tell you, Willis, but the only way that we're ever really going to get people to start waking up in your generation that helped get us into this is gone. Mm-hmm. And that's sad, but thank God there are people of the generation who woke up, who realized what has happened, and have contributed so much over the last 50 years trying to get things back in shape.
But, Mike, they don't have to be gone. They only have to come to the realization as to they were duped, they were used. It's like admitting, it's not easy for almost all people to admit, I was a fool, I was a dupe, you know, I was
right.
A jabiscoy. It's not easy to admit you were duped. It's much easier to say, yeah, I'm a member of the greatest generation ever. But we destroyed that evil so-and-so. It's not easy to admit that. Most people can never admit that. Some people can. I found a few. This Ben from Florida, he's one of the few that admit it. My brother admitted it from the time I was old enough to know him, really, after he got from the war. He admitted it. He knew what he had done. But there weren't many. They were few and far between those days.
As I recall, in fact, now I remember you talking about this when Willis Cardo was on the show a week or so
ago. Right.
Here. Yeah, your brother was actually one of the people who helped put the German prisoners of war on the ships
up
in the
Geneva Convention, and he knew it at the time. And I was like 4 or 5 years old at the time when this was happening, but I remember him telling me about it. He knew it was wrong. He knew what he did was wrong. He knew he fought on the wrong side, and that's a terrible thing to bear, a cross to bear, so to speak, versus a lemming that's, I'm part of the greatest generation there ever was, regardless of the consequences of the acts that they did. Of course, they didn't have any choice. I mean, they're poor foot soldiers, and they got to do what they're told, you know. But at least to admit it is somewhat of an accomplishment, in my opinion. But the main reason I called tonight is you started off talking about Irv Rubin and Kugel and those people.
Okay.
And most people don't understand that this whole system is set up in different layers. And they have what's front men, and that was Mayor Kahane and Kugel and those people. They are the ones that are out front. They're the sacrificial lamb, so to speak.
That's right.
Where the people behind them can deny, well, we're not horrible, evil people like them, and we condemn what they do, when in effect they support them, they finance them, and they put them out front, but they are the sacrificial lamb, so to speak.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, when they finally build these scaffolds up here in front of the Capitol building on this new portico they're putting in, I hope that I get the opportunity to pull the switch on at least some of them.
I hope I get the opportunity to identify who's actually behind it, all the different layers, starting with 135 members of Congress and about probably 2 million people in the executive branch. I don't know, there's something like 2 or 3 million people in the executive branch or controlled by the executive branch, and these people all go along with the FBI agents that go along with it. You know there's intelligent FBI agents that knows what's going on. Why don't they say something? Why don't they do something?
They wait till they're retired.
Yeah, they're just what's his name, the senator Hollings from South Carolina. That all of a sudden, when he announces his retirement, he comes out and says, "Well, yeah, the Jews kind of control everything, but I didn't want to say anything for the last 47 years. You know, that means nothing. We're right back to the Liberty guys and the admirals that said, "Well, yeah, I'm going to go along with what the politicians say. I know I stabbed my own men in the back and let them be slaughtered, but right now I'm a good guy because I'm saying this." It don't work that way, Mike.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Life does not work that way.
All right, well, listen, I got to move on here, Jim.
Sure, okay.
Always appreciate your call. Let's go to Dan, Alabama. Dan, come on up.
Yeah, this is Dan. Hello? I was really mad about that. We've gave almost $1 trillion to Israel, or maybe over $1 trillion. And what they do to repay us, they try to get rid of everything to do with religion.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we're borrowing from China to give to Israel, too. I've heard that, too.
you know, it always amazes me. How many hoops Congress will go through to fund Israel? They even have a Cranston amendment that guarantees that Israel. I forget exactly how it works, but basically, it always ensures that Israel's debt to the United States will be continually paid by infusions of U.S. foreign aid. Now that's a pretty good deal. I wish I could get my credit card companies to do that, but instead they harass me by telephone. With people calling from India. They don't have Americans working harassing us anymore. They have people from India harassing us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what makes me mad how the Jews are trying, they're trying to get rid of, I mean, every star and everything to do with religion, United States, they want to get rid of it.
Well, you know, Georgetown University, which is a Catholic university, they barred crucifixes from the classrooms because Jewish students complained about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's on and on and on. Well, that's all the more reason, Dan, why we just have to continue out about it. I know a lot of people don't like to hear it, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, I know so many people. I got sisters on one coast and a brother on the East Coast, and I tell them what's going on, and they just say I'm crazy and stuff like that. And they said, oh, they hear the news. They never hear that. I hear the same as they got. And I've never heard a lot of stuff on there. It just seems like the news totally blocked out in a lot of places.
Well, that's exactly what it comes down to, and that's why we have American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I've been on American Free Press a couple of vacations time, but I've been on it when it was an old newsletter.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the old days of the Spotlight prior to that, yeah.
Well, this is prior to the Spotlight, yeah.
Yeah, Liberty Letter. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good talking to you.
All right, Dan, appreciate your call. Call again sometime soon. Let's go all the way to Canada with Mike.
Good
Mike,
evening.
Are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Quite well. I'd like to share a little exchange I had with Michael Shermer. He's the editor of Skeptic Magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Skeptical about almost everything except, well, you know. I asked him lightheartedly that a family member was had died and needed to be cremated, and I'd spoke to a local funeral director, and he had indicated that he could perform the cremation in about 10 seconds. And I said, that seemed irrational. What's your opinion on this? And he actually got back to me, and he said, 10 seconds is absurd. He must have meant 10 minutes or something. 10 minutes or something. Now, remember, they were claiming to exterminate, at one point, Auschwitz alone, 12,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a maximum 24-hour run, that's 500 an hour or 80 per minute. It takes about 80 pounds of coke per person. We're looking at 960,000 pounds of coke a day. The point is, Shermer then responded to this on his website and in his magazine that this is logic, the misplaced logic of Holocaust deniers. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah,
he knows the inside and out. He treats it as the holy cow that it is, yet I caught him. He's a PhD who goes on and on about the Holocaust, but he doesn't even know how long it takes to cremate a body. And then, have you ever heard of Sarah Silverman?
Sarah Silverman, that name sounds familiar. Well, we have the break coming up. When we come back, tell us who Sarah Silverman is.
Okay.
Wow, that coffee's really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less I've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you order, get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. Provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead, do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herb Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials for hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task. Today, Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food sites. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, meaning the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
gentlemen, welcome back. This is St. Bernie coming to you from Washington. You know, I think I'm going to start referring to the Holocaust as the Holy Cow. Mike from Canada just referred to the Holocaust in that context, and I kind of like that. I'm going to refer to the Holocaust as the Holy Cow, and I think I'm going to rename this program the Holy Cow Hour. But anyway, Mike, you were going to tell us about Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. Hello?
Yes, yeah, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, calls herself a comedian. Here's an example of one of her jokes. I want to have an abortion, but my boyfriend and I are having a hard time conceiving. Jokes about pedophilia, rape, but the Holocaust is not funny, she says. And that, it's just how that is driven into people's minds. Anything else, she says she's interested in busting taboos, and she's known for her vile language, foul mouth, but you can't make a Holocaust joke, and the time will come when Holocaust jokes will be made. Not the of people who legitimately suffered in that period of history, but what they have turned into will one day become the butt of jokes, not from Jewish comedians, though. She said she was raped by a doctor, which is very sweet for a Jewish girl. So I've heard jokes about rape, pedophilia, abortion, you name it, but there's one topic, and that, she's not taboo at all. She's not breaking any taboos. The media have where they want her, and if she was a taboo buster, she would be looking into revisionism, and that's where the real taboo busts.
You know, Mike, you're absolutely right, you know, because that's right. The Holocaust, the holy cow is a taboo
in
a very religious sense. And, you know, I've even seen a number of Jewish writers commenting on the fact that, in a negative sense, I might add, that the Holocaust is now becoming part of the religion. It's becoming incorporated into the Jewish religion, and a lot of Jewish writers are saying that that's a bad thing. But it's not only becoming a part of the Jewish religion, it's becoming part of the American national religion, the American national psyche, as a consequence of all this propaganda in the media. You know, even if it happened as they say it happened, it's being used, as Norman Finkelstein said, as a political club. It's being used as a mechanism to control public debate about issues such as whether or not we should give foreign aid in billions to Israel. If you question foreign aid, they say, oh, well, there was a Holocaust. Or if you question why the United States should fight wars for Israel, oh, well, there was a Holocaust. Over and over and over again. But that's one taboo, as you say, that Sarah Silverman ain't going to touch.
No. Not with a 6 million.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. All manner of filth can be brought over the airwaves, and that's freedom of expression. But if you try to discuss rationally events of World War II or even the events of World War I, you know, Deborah Lipstadt, the great Holy Cow promoter, she says if you question German war guilt in World War I, then you're a Holocaust denier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're taking it as far as they can take it, and you know, of course, now the European Union wants to have a universal Holocaust denial punishment law instituted in all those countries.
Yes, they do.
We got a lot of battles ahead of us, Mike, but thank God you're on our side.
Good night to you, Mike.
All right, have a good weekend. All right, apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight, but we'll be here next week, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN. I hope you all have a good weekend. Say a prayer for the good folks in the military whose lives are on the line in these wars that should not be fought. Say a prayer for all of us, folks. Every single one of us living on this planet. We sure need it.